This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. I'll have today's stories coming right up. As farmers park their planters for this year, what should come next? The Director of Ag Technology at Winfield United, Joel Whipperfirth, offers insight into tactics farmers should consider this growing season.
Well, I think everybody who just planted knows a lot more about the yield potential of their crop, and they have the ability to assess what inputs they should continue to start looking at here. So when we look at utilizing ag technology tools, you've got the ability to use in-season imagery to start looking for where some of the problem and opportunity areas are, followed by taking a tissue sample in those areas. And then we can use that tissue sample to help drive the macro and micronutrient supplements that need to be made. I think every farmer is a good farmer in Excel spreadsheet in January, but we just know a lot more about the crop as the in-season potential progresses.
Using the in-season technology and monitoring tools now available, Joel says farmers can more easily determine the needed steps to help boost yield. This has been the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. As we took to the water in huge numbers during that hot holiday weekend, a number of drowning deaths were reported in our region. It was a rescue effort from the river in Chicago that claimed the life of a fire department diver last night. He was 46 years old. The divers were searching for a man who had reportedly jumped into the Chicago River. From This Week in Agribusiness, private crop analysts who are already formulating yield ideas this early in the game for the corn and soybean crops are plugging in yields a little above the trend line. They say the crops that could certainly get into trouble later are off to a good start. One analyst has plugged in a corn yield of 176 bushels, 2 bushels higher than USDA's trend line number, and a soybean yield of 50 bushels. That's a bushel and a half better than the government's trend line. In case you missed it, yesterday was National Burger Day, not to be confused with National Hot Dog Day, which comes in July. USA Today reports the nation's longtime popular fast food chains are jazzing up their burgers, making them bigger because millennials want them that way. The director of marketing with the Jack in the Box chain says millennials are used to spending a little more for a better product at a fast casual restaurant. Now she says they're looking at fast food and saying, "You need to do this. We're expecting it." And here's something you may not have known. The world's biggest cheeseburger came out of the Midwest. It weighed 2,014 pounds. That's more than a ton, and it required a crane to flip it. The Guinness World Record, that burger was cooked at the Black Bear Casino Resort in Carlton, Minnesota. Had 16 and a half pounds of bacon on it, 50 pounds of lettuce, 60 pounds of onions, 40 pounds of cheese. But a Detroit, Michigan bar has the record for the largest commercially available burger, a 1,794-pound cheeseburger. It became the world's largest commercially sold burger last year. Mally's Sports Bar in Detroit says it took 4 years to plan how to cook and execute that monstrosity. Oh, and it's actually on the menu at Mally's. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.